Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring in my pay.
The late great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Anna Murray, founder of eMedia. Is that put a .com on the end of that, Anna?
Excuse me?
The website, eMedia.
eMediaWeb.com.
eMediaWeb.com. So check that out, folks, and her books, The Complete Software Project Manager, and her novel, her award-winning novel, Greedy Heart. Anna, cookies. Everybody knows I love cookies. My last meal, when they're taking me, you know, when the warden's coming for me and they ask me for my last meal, I'm just going to say a glass of milk and a box of Girl Scout Thin Mints. I'll be good. Or chocolate chip, Toll House chocolate chip with pecans. Got to have pecans. But
right.
Cookies,
right.
Digital cookies are not the same, right? They don't come with pecans. And we've been using them for a long time.
They do not come with pecans. They come with some privacy considerations, though.
Yeah. Tell us remind people what cookies are, how they're used, why we use them, and why we should care.
So cookie is a little piece of code that is dropped on your machine. And, boy, these things are old, boy. I mean, these cookies were around in the mid-90s in web technology.
Yep.
And what they do is they allow the site that you're on, and other sites, but at the moment let's talk about the site that you're on, to track your behavior. Where did you click? Where did you go? What did you register for? So, you know, for example, they help to measure ad traffic and generally your behavior on the site so that, like, login. Have you ever gone to a site and it's like, oh, sorry, they've already put your email address in there to log in? That's done via a cookie.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If I go to a site where I can buy a shirt and they put a cookie on, they put a cookie on my browser, is it in my computer? Where is it?
It's living in your browser's cache.
It's in the browser,
so, yes.
Because you can clear it, right? You can clear your cache and get rid of the cookies, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
But if I go to if I go to a place where I can buy a shirt, and they put a cookie on my browser, and then I leave their site, does that cookie stay with me through as I travel around online?
If you've gotten a third party cookie, yes. So if the shirt site is saving your stuff to log in and give you a better experience, that's called a first-party cookie.
That stays with them.
That's not going to follow you around. But remember that first time that you saw that shirt on Facebook and you're like, whoa,
how did
they know I was looking for shirts? That's an example of a third-party cookie. It was placed on your machine by a company like DoubleClick, might have put that on your machine, so that as you go from site to site to site, they can serve you ads or change their site's behavior to react the way they think you would like.
For example, folks, for example, if you go somewhere and you read an article and you don't get finished and you close it out and then you try to come back to it, that article might not be available to you because they say, well, you've already read that. Let's give you another one.
Or, yes, correct. Or, which I think is getting into the sort of interesting territory, as you are researching, let's say you're trying to be a very neutral researcher, and they know, for example, you read right-leaning material or left-leaning material, you are going to get, if you search, you're going to get served material that aligns with what you presumably have demonstrated to be your point of view, which means you don't really
Before we run out of time, I want to make sure I get to this one point that you want to talk about. What are we heading toward, a cookie-less future, and what would that look like?
Apple and Google are discontinuing the use of third-party cookies. So they're going to be keeping the DoubleClicks, et cetera, of the world, from dropping third-party cookies on your machine. Now, from a privacy perspective, you may say, I think that's kind of great, because I think what you guys just talked about was a little scary. I want
right.
people to know I'm shopping.
This sounds like more freedom, right?
It does. However, it's a really tough thing if you're an advertiser, because advertisers really, really depend on those third-party cookies, and it underpins the entire digital advertising ecosystem that we live in and allows people like Facebook to make money.
And it gives Apple and Google more power.
Correct. They basically unilaterally made a decision about all digital advertising.
Does it look like they've colluded on this? It kind of does, doesn't it?
No, I don't know that these guys, well, you know, I think that a lot of people were headed in this direction. The New York Times has disabled third-party cookies.
So if everybody won't allow third-party cookies, that'll just do away with an industry, but it won't necessarily hurt the user. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, you know, if you happen to like being tracked, but telling
right.
your shirt
right.
preference,
but from
then you
from
might
a pure
feel,
from
you know.
A pure privacy standpoint, from a pure
From a
less,
clear privacy
less tracking
a great
is better. This is a good thing?
Yes. From a privacy invasion standpoint, it is a good thing.
But from a standpoint of making Apple and Google more powerful, that's not such a good thing, right?
It's not a great thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people have looked at a lot of knock-on effects, like, you know, how is it going to work if you have a healthcare site that's connected with another healthcare site.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Suddenly, you know, so there are going to be some negative things.
And also Google, you know, folks, Google controls 90-something% of the search. Could they get their fingers into other areas with this policy? Very interesting reporting from our good friend Adam Murray. Right after the break, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.